Blog Talk Radio. Good evening and welcome to Awaken Us. First, I would like to give thanks to the Creator that leads, guides, and directs us in all things. My journey has turned into an eye-opening awakening, and I am here to share that awakening with you. This podcast will explore who are we? What is the difference between a person and a son? What is our purpose? Why do we hold certain beliefs? Why do we tend to see ourselves and others in a certain way? Why do we act the way we do towards ourselves and others? And what does any of this have to do with the events we experience in our world daily? I would like to also thank every one of you for your support that you're giving me. My Meetup friends, my LinkedIn connections, my Twitter friends, Facebook friends, Goodreads friends, and many more. Thank you for your emails, your text messages, and your kind words. During this podcast, I will read from my book, He Lives a Living Testimony, second edition with added preface and edited back cover. Every 3 months, I give away three of my books through my website, www.awaken-us.org. You can click the link to enter and win. The giveaway starts this month, and the winners will be announced once a month. I am promoting a message, not just selling a book. It will be a gift that will keep on giving. And as always, I invite you to visit my website for all information on upcoming events, studies, videos, bookings, and news. The Awaken Us platform will air researchers that address our collective human experiences, both good and evil. The natural law versus man's law. Did we break the first commandment of God when we took on a false identity from birth? Do we really own anything on this earth? Do we have free will? And words, how many meanings can a word have? And what words have we learned that keeps us in bondage, slavery? Stay tuned in for all of our studies, then study to show yourself approved. Today on Awaken Us, I will read from my book, He Lives a Living Testimony, Preference, Part 9, and I will continue with researcher and teacher Mark Passio of www.whatonearthishappening.com. This seminar series explores 20 points that will give you insight on what it truly means to be awake. He will continue with points 19 and 20. Being awake means caring enough to take action to create positive change in the world. We are not here to change the world. It is about the great work. It's about what we care about. Care is the generative principle of the heart. Knowing the true difference between right and wrong behavior. Being awake is not just about changing yourself, but about taking action in the process of changing others. It's about being involved in the awakening process of others. You are not here just for your happiness. We are the voice of truth. Courage is a must. Seek truth and speak truth. Last but not least, being awake does not equate to perfection. The great work requires time and persistence. Never give up. Truth, love, and freedom is worth fighting for. This pre-recorded seminar series is called What It Truly Means to Be Awake, Streetwise Spirituality. This is the end of our seminar series that will uplift and inform the human consciousness of us all. You can listen to all of this seminar series from my main website, www.awakenus-.org. Reviews and comments can be emailed to us at awakenus@yahoo.com. Hold on, I'll be right back. Dismissing myths and strongholds, one mind at a time.
For immediate release, learning our part in the Creator's plan. He Lives, a Living Testimony, has been published by Outskirts Press. Outskirts Press announces the latest version of the highly anticipated, motivational, and inspirational self-help book from Decatur, Georgia, published by writer Sharon Pelham. Mrs. Pelham's most recent book to date was revised in March 2019 with added preface and edited back cover. This revised 5x8 paperback book is available worldwide on book retailer websites such as Amazon and Barnes & Noble. The webpage at www.awakeus.org was updated simultaneously with the book's publication relaunching.
Part 8. I don't regret reading the Bible because I now know where the lies were told and are able to discern the lies from the truth. I suggest you read it because it will tell you many things. It is the word of the Creator mixed with the lies of men. Men's words can have many meanings, but you must study the etymology of words, where they come from, and what they really mean. The ancients defined many of the words we use in the English language today, like authorized and original, which do not mean genuine or authentic. We learn these words starting in kindergarten and beyond. Remember how we had to learn to spell those vocabulary words and the spelling bees? They were a deceptive way of putting us under the spell of what we call life on earth. Word magic is the name of the game. Preface Part 8. What's on your mind? Let's take it to the word. Call me. Dial 516-531-9476. All callers are screened prior to airing. Mark Passio's body of work is a result of many years of extensive research and investigation into the nature of our shared reality. Through his presentation, videos, and podcasts, he takes us on a journey of self-exploration, examining human consciousness and the way it relates to the universal problems which we currently face as a species. Mark is a presenter with a message of spiritual awareness. He is now taking a proactive approach to the task of spreading this significant information to others in hopes of penetrating this information into the realm of human consciousness. So the next voice you will hear will be that of Mark Passio. Get your pencil and paper, study to show yourself approved, and do not leave your salvation up to any man. Hold on.
Thank you so much for being here today, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be a great day today. I'm going to be giving a seminar here entitled Streetwise Spirituality: What Does It Truly Mean to Be Awake? And it's going to be a lot different than what many people think of as the awakening process. There's going to be a lot of points in here. I'm going to cover 20 main points as to what is true awakening, not pseudo-spiritual awakening as we may hear about in the New Age circles. So that's the title of the seminar. But before we actually jump into the material, I'd like to give a few caveats regarding what I do and my presentation style in general. So the first thing people should keep in mind is that you will not be seeing or hearing anything, quote, new here today. As the old saying goes, there is nothing new under the sun. You hear that, many people will hear that phrase but not really understand what was meant by that phrase, that old phrase. What it means is that the truth is singular and eternal. It is not going anywhere. The truth has always been with us. It has always been there. It will always be there. Okay? All I can do personally as a presenter is get up here and present this information in some sort of a personalized format or framework with my particular style and my particular aesthetics applied to the presentation, which is what I'm going to do here today. My personal presentation style has been described by some as very intense. Now, for people who may not be familiar with my work, by a show of hands, how many people are completely new to my work? Completely new to it. That is phenomenal. That is fantastic. Okay? Now, with that having been said, you don't have any prerequisite information that I've put out there. So you have to understand, this presentation is like an amalgamation. It's like a coming together of all my former material. Okay? So with that having been said, it would probably behoove you to go back to my older material and check that out. And you could do that at my website, whatonearthishappening.com. I always tell people, go to the podcast section of that website and listen to the podcast in order. If you do that, that opens up a worldview, a tapestry will emerge from that information from doing it like that. It's a stepwise progression. But there are people who have described my presentation style, and rightly so, I don't disagree with them, as very, very intense and sometimes even combative. And I don't really make any bones about that. It's true. Some people here today may be very likely to get upset or angered by some of the things that you'll hear me say, and that's fine. So be it. Okay? The fact of the matter is that the truth itself, by its very nature, is belligerent, especially in the time of deceit that we're living in. Okay? Because truth wages war against mind control. And that's what I'm here to do. I'm waging a war against the forces of deceit, against the forces of darkness, against the forces of mind control in this world. Okay? I do not present the information that I present to be liked. I don't care who likes me or who hates me. I'm not interested in that. This isn't a popularity contest for me. All right? I don't do this to make money, because I certainly don't make a whole lot of that. Actually, I do this to make the real money, not the fake kind, if people know what I mean by that. Money, as a word, means one eye, mon eye. I do this to make real money, not the fake Federal Reserve note variant. Okay, but I also, I don't really want to do this with my time. This isn't what I would prefer doing. I have a whole lot of other personal interests I'd like to be pursuing. I do this because I recognize that in the time that we're living in a time of such overwhelming ignorance that exists in the world and such overwhelming deception that is going on all around us, the fact that I understand the information that I do understand places me in a position of moral obligation to communicate that information to other people in an attempt to help them to understand it as well. So that's why I do what I do. Every person who is here today and wishes to take real value away from the seminar, which I would assume is all of you, after all, you are making your time available to be here and you spent money to be here, should make a conscious effort to do two specific things while you are here. The first is to try as much as within your ability to set aside your personal perceptions of me as the presenter. And I know that can be difficult. But this includes setting aside things like how you think I personally look, how I dress, how my voice sounds, okay? Paying attention to trivialities like that are only going to distract you and detract your mental focus away from the information that is being presented, which is the important thing here, not me. I'm not the important thing here. The information is what's important. And the second thing is try to be consciously aware of any impulses that you may have to reject information based on emotional response. And that's also quite difficult for people to do. That's why I try to make these points consciously, at upfront, okay, so that you're holding those ideas in your mind as we proceed. You cannot think about this information with your emotions. So you may hear things that anger you here today. It's a logical fallacy to gauge the truthfulness or the veracity of any information that you hear based solely upon how you feel when you're first hearing it. That is a trap that you can fall into. So that's why I try to make people consciously aware of it right from the jump. The last thing that I want to bring up before we start is that this seminar is a tapestry of information that is meant to be taken in as a whole, not separate or in individuated chunks, okay? It's a tapestry of information. It's designed specifically to be seen in its entirety. So I highly encourage people to gain the maximum value from the information I'm going to present here to stay for the duration of the whole seminar, at least the presentation part of it. Okay? We're going to do an extended question and answer session after my presentation. But if you stay for the whole part of it, you'll recognize the pattern that I'm trying to make clear here. Okay? If you don't stay for the whole thing, more likely than not, you're not going to see the entire pattern that I'm trying to lay out, and then you're not going to gain maximum value. All right? So with those things, those caveats having been said, let's jump into the information. So what this whole thing is about is what does it truly mean to be awake? We hear this word a lot, right? We hear the word awake. He's awake. He's awake to what's going on. You know, he's not unconscious. He's not asleep. She's conscious. She's awake. Okay? Well, what does that really mean? And people have different thoughts about what that means. There's whole communities of people that think that that means completely different things. All right? What I'm going to try to do is present a brand new perspective on what this means. And people are going to hear some points that they probably never would have considered. All right? So I consider what these points are describing real spiritual awakening, not, a pseudo-spirituality that is all too often presented as being true awakening in the modern, quote, New Age communities. All right? So the information that I'm talking about here has real-world, practical, applicable value, all right? It's about spirit in the flesh. That's the balance that I'm trying to strike here today. We're not about our head way up in the clouds, okay, without our feet firmly on the earth. That, see, this image represents in the Hermetic philosophy what was known as the stellar man or the stellar woman. The being that is of the star matter, okay? They are deeply, deeply awoken, and they understand real spirituality. So their head is in the cosmos. Their head is in the stars. But where is their feet? It is planted firmly on the earth. The work that we are to do is to be done here and now, not in some hereafter, not in some other dimension, not in some other time. It is about the here and the now. So that image is another image, you know, that I want to set forward as an archetype for today. Spirit in the flesh, work being done on the ground, even though our mind is of the cosmos.
He Lived, the Living Testimony, is 50 pages in length and is being aggressively promoted to appropriate markets with a focus in the motivational and inspirational self-help category. With U.S. wholesale distribution through Ingram and Baker & Taylor and pervasive online availability through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and elsewhere, He Lived, the Living Testimony meets consumer demand through both retail and library markets with a suggested retail price of $12.95. Additionally, He Lives a Living Testimony can be ordered by retailers or wholesalers for the maximum trade discount price set by the author in quantities of 10 or more from the Outskirts Press Direct Bookstore at www.outskirtspress.com/bookstore. For more information or to contact the author, visit www.awakeus.org.
Being awake means caring enough to take action to create positive change. Being awake is about action, okay? It's about having enough knowledge to know what action is going to lead to a better outcome, not just taking action indiscriminately or randomly. It's certainly not about remaining passive in the face of all the evil that's taking place in this world and just accepting everything as it is. Another New Age deception. When you accept everything just as it is, everything will stay just as it is. So, I mean, by show of hands, how many people are perfectly comfortable with the human condition just the way that it is? And I mean, don't be embarrassed. If you like life the way, just the way that it is, and you think everything is just, just peachy keen, and it's just so great here on earth, and there's no injustice, there's no iniquities, there's no inequities, there's that shouldn't be to the extreme that they are at, and everything should just continue unabated along the course that it's going on. Hey, that's your free will, choice to feel that way. But for anybody that thinks that this place has a lot of learning and growing and evolving to do. Okay, and it could be a whole lot better than how it is. Just accepting things how they are now are going to get you more of those things, and probably not just that. It's probably going to degrade ever steadily into worse conditions and worse states if we just accept the way things are. You know, this means that we're not using will again. See, that's the ordering force is free will. The state you're going to get if you just let everything happen is entropy. Science will tell you that, right? Entropy is just the progressive force in the universe, how things tend. They want to be at their most undifferentiated state. Chaos, in other words. You do nothing, you get chaos. You employ will, that will is the syntropic force that counters the entropic force. It's the ordering principle, will. You don't use will, nothing gets changed. You want to stay passive? Nothing gets changed. Expect more of the same if passivity is what you want to do. Action will lead to change. Willpower will lead to change. Courage will lead to change. The New Agers want to tell you, don't react to anything, just observe. So many people think that's being awake. I'm just going to be an observer of everything. I'll never react to anything. And people actually believe they're awake. They've bought into this and they believe that's enlightenment. Keep calm. Don't act. Don't change anything. Just stay calm. It's all about being as calm as possible. You know, the most calm people are some of the most asleep people. Because they're not recognizing the importance of taking action to change anything here. Because again, they bought into this notion that spirit is all that matters. And spirit is just by its nature totally calm and passive and doesn't do anything, you know, and therefore we shouldn't change anything here. You know, we're not here to change the world. It's more New Age bullshit. This is not a waiting game, folks. You know, here's a great meme I just found on Facebook. Waiting for corruption to end itself should be any day now. Yeah, how's that working out? Yep, it's not going to happen that way. It's going to happen by an collective acts of great willpower and personal responsibility and personal sacrifice to step out of what you want in your own life, to learn the truth and then convey it to other people. Like I said when I started, this isn't what I want to be doing with my time. I want to learn to garden in my yard. You know, because I suck at it. Okay? I want to learn to paint because I think I have a lot of creative talent that I could probably bring out in painting. And I've started doing a couple of pieces that I think I'm fairly proud of, but I think could be way, way, I could get way, way better. And I don't pursue that creative ability because the world is in a state of total chaos and disarray, and I have a moral obligation to communicate the truth about what I know about morality and how it works to other people. So I'm not here by my own, you could say I'm here by my own free will choice. I could just say, screw it, I'm not going to do it. But, you know, I'm not going to do that because I'm not that kind of a person. I recognize the moral obligation, and so I will fulfill it. Because there's certainly nobody else putting out anything like this, or if there are, there's very few. I shouldn't say nobody. That's unfair to some people who are doing this work. It's very few. It's paltry. It's paltry. Okay? That's the word I would use to describe who's really telling the truth about the human condition, what's going on in this world, and how to change it. It's paltry. We need so many more people involved in this work that it's almost incalculable. This isn't a spectator sport. I am not here for you to pay attention to me. I am here for you to pay attention and integrate this knowledge into yourself. Okay? I'm just a conveyor of that knowledge. That's it. Taking it from one place to another place. Now you gotta be conveyors of that. I'm not here to have followers. I don't want you to follow me. I'm not your leader. I'm not your guru. I can't be any of those things for anybody. I can barely do those things for me. I don't want to do those things for me sometimes, to be quite honest. Okay? But I do. And I'm here to tell you, you have to be your own leader. You have to be responsible for yourself. You have to set your own goals. You have to learn the truth yourself. And then you need to communicate that truth to other people. A real master creates other masters, not followers. They set other people, they say, here's the path to mastery. You want to be a master? Go down that path. That's all a master does. After he's been down it, I can tell you what's at the other end. I went down it. You want to be a master? Go down that path, you'll be a master. Then you'll be ready to teach other people. Period. And I'm not saying knowing what it takes to know the truth and be awakened makes me a super better individual than anybody else. I struggle with doing the right thing just like other people will. Okay? Every day. The whole point is I'm trying constantly. That's what it's about. Continued persistence. Trying all the time to better yourself. All right? So don't look at this as, hey, what's that person going to teach today? You know, it's about, what do I know right now that I can communicate to somebody that doesn't know this? You know it well enough to communicate it. Well, then do it. That's what doing the great work is about. This section about care is all about this lost principle of true care, agape, as I talked about it being known in the ancient Greek mystery traditions. This lost principle, the dynamic of care. What we care about on a day-to-day basis acts as the driving force of our thoughts and our actions. Okay? Care is the ultimate generator. It's the generative principle, it has been called. It generates the quality of our experience. What we care enough about to act on is what generates the quality of our experience here. For this reason, care has been called by many traditions the generative principle. The word generative is derived from the Latin verb genere, which again means to create. Care is what we actually use. The heart energy is what we use to create our shared collective experience, which again is why in this slide with all of the chakras being lit up in the individual, the central one is the heart or anahata chakra. Okay? The heart is the true generator. The generative principle is about what we care about. And again, this isn't about, you know, oh, I care about you in a fraternal love sense or even a romantic sense. Okay, this is about wider care, cosmic care. Care about what's happening, what's going on, what's manifesting. And caring enough about wanting to change it because you know it's not right as it is taking place right now. And people are suffering as a result. What we care enough about to put our will behind and act upon is what ultimately what gets created in our world. The world is the way that it is, unfortunately, because most people do not care enough, even if they say they want things to be different, to change the world through their actions. That's the sad truth about the human condition. And until the heart is expanded and we care enough to get in on the battlefield and take right action in the world and teach the difference between right and wrong, not only to ourselves and to others around us, our children, future generations, okay, those who come after us, don't expect any real positive lasting change. It doesn't just magically manifest on its own. It takes the ordering principle of willpower driven by true care. That's what it's going to take to get this work done. Knowing that enlightenment is not only about changing yourself regardless of what is happening to others, instead it is about actively being involved in the awakening process of others. And that involvement in the awakening process of others is what is known as the true great work. Okay? That means you've awoken yourself to the truth. Now you're going to help other people come online to what is. Okay, you're going to help them awaken in the same way that you awoke. The goal of awakening is not to feel good all the time, as we've already talked about in the past section. Anybody telling you that enlightenment is just all about feeling good, pursuing what feels good to you, following your bliss, it's New Age mumbo jumbo. It's New Age deception. With awakening comes responsibility above all else to truth. That's my master. I only have one master. Okay? And if there was never a truer statement than God is truth. And that is my master. I bend the knee to no other force in nature. This is about responsibility to truth. That's the force that we have to serve. See, service to others is fine. It's a matter of fact, it's a very high level of consciousness. Certainly higher than serving the self and just feeling good all the time. But there's a modality of awakening and consciousness beyond serving others. It's called serving truth. Service to truth is the highest form of consciousness. Truth can never be destroyed, but humanity can be destroyed when we refuse to act in service to truth as her defenders. Another big New Age nonsense deception is truth doesn't need to be defended. Of course truth needs to be defended. The lie, the deceivers, the liars, the deceivers, they're speaking the lie 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 and a quarter days a year, nonstop. We don't defend truth. Truth doesn't have a voice for itself. We have to be its mediums for expression in the world. We have to be its voice. It is possible for us to co-create a positive outcome, even in the late stage that we are in right now, even how far into bondage and slavery we are in. A positive outcome is possible for us to co-create. But this can only be accomplished if we care enough to learn the truth ourselves, and then develop the courage to continuously speak that truth to other people so that they may also learn it. It is an exercise in willpower and persistence and courage. Seek the truth, then speak the truth. That is the formula for the great work. Seek the truth, then speak the truth. You take it in, then you have to let it flow back out. And that's what the heart energy is all about. Caring enough to use your time and attention to communicate with other people. What is the true great work? The true great work, it is our shared responsibility at this time to help awaken others by continuously speaking the truth unapologetically. Even if we feel burdened by this task, and even if it makes all of those involved feel uncomfortable, courage and persistence are required to perform this great work. we're going to have to drag people into uncharted territory, away from everything that they've known but has kept them enslaved. We're in a state of comfortable slavery. Would you rather be in comfortable slavery or dangerous, uncharted territory where you're free? Well, I'll take the unknown and freedom every single second of the day over safe, comfortable, known slavery. You know? People say, well, wouldn't you want to be safe? Not be at the expense of my freedom. I'll take cannibals lurking around every corner at the expense of my freedom, rather than the expense of my freedom. Okay? Give me the world filled with cannibals where I'm not owned by somebody else, or even claimed to be owned by anybody else. Those cannibals wouldn't claim they own me, they just claim they want to eat me. That's better than somebody claiming that they own me. It's at least a lot more honest, I'd say. So, you know, I'd take a world where danger lurks around every corner and be free than take perfectly safe and, known slavery that doesn't involve unknown elements or the possibility of chaos. The true great work is the arduous task of influencing others to awaken to the truth. It is to help others, those people, to realize that in supporting and condoning the legitimacy of authority and government, or in other words, man's law, based in moral relativism, that what they have actually been supporting and condoning is the legitimacy of slavery, and that they have been immoral for having taken that position. Now, that's no small order. That's a tall order. Because what you are, in no uncertain terms, asking someone to do is to abandon their false religious beliefs. Because that's what the belief in authority is, false religion. In short, what the true great work comes down to is to help people to abandon their false religions, the erroneous and dogmatic beliefs which hold back the progress of consciousness by impeding the reception of natural law, of truth and natural law. So what is the goal of the true great work? Is there a goal? Is it just a continuous process that never ends? I would say no, it's not. I would say that's what evolution is all about. That's what consciousness is all about. There will be other challenges. Right here and now on the earth, there is a goal to the true great work. There is a goal to it. There is an end that we are trying to arrive at. That's another thing. People want to tell you, oh, there's never an end to arrive at. Yeah, there are ends to arrive at. That doesn't mean life ends at that point, or learning ends at that point, or our personal journey and growth and development ends at that point. What does the true great work here on earth end with? It ends when we end slavery. The goal of it is to end slavery on this planet. And that is what the true spiritual warriors came to this planet to accomplish. That is the mission, to end slavery on the earth. And you know what derailed the mission? Religion and the New Age movement and the pursuit of endless hedonism and the pursuit of money and the belief in authority and pursuing fake science and all the other religions, the things that hold us back from where we say we want to go. We got derailed from that mission. We chose the mission, you know. Volunteers for Earth, please. Well, we all stepped forward, didn't we? Or maybe everybody else took a step back. You know, either way, we're here in the now, right here on Earth, and there is work to be done. And that is the goal of that work. I am not going to lie to you and say it's going to be easy or that we will even actually accomplish it. But I'll tell you what, as long as I draw breath, that is the end that I will work toward. That is the goal that I will keep in my sights, whether it is accomplished within my lifetime or is never accomplished within my lifetime. Thank you.
continue with Mark.
Being awake does not equate to perfection. Rather, it is about doing your very best in the most difficult of circumstances. Okay? No one is perfect. If you are expecting perfection, you're in the wrong universe, folks. Because perfection does not exist here. I am far from perfect. Everybody else is far from perfect. We can aspire to that. We can set it as, you know, something to look to and aspire to. But to expect to achieve perfection is a pipe dream. And it's only going to set people up for disappointment. And that's another aspect of what religion is there to do. Impossible standards only ensure that people don't bother trying. So what a lot of false religion has done is set up the saviors in these religions, or set up the archetypes in these religions as, they led perfect lives. They never made any mistakes. They never did anything wrong in their life. I mean, seriously? People buy into this notion that beings have led 100% perfect lives in the flesh on the earth? Well, I don't think there's any greater example of a bullshit story than that. There's nobody on this planet who is perfect. There never has been and there never will be. Okay? We are here to learn and to grow in consciousness, in truth, in morality. That doesn't mean you're going to be perfect. You know, you have to try in all moments to do the best that you can. But when you set up these big figures on pedestals saying, that was this person was perfect, this being was perfect, and that's what we have to try to be like. You know what everybody said? Oh, God, I'm out of here. You know? I don't even want to hear another word, because how is that even going to be possible? They intuitively and rightfully, subconsciously recognize that's not even possible in the kind of world we're living in. You know? That's what religion was there to do. Put people in that right brain mode, putting this archetypal concept up on a pedestal as the symbol of perfection, and you have to try to aspire to be to that level of perfection. No wonder it turns so many people off, and people don't even want to try to discover what real morality is about. What it's ultimately about is looking right there and improving what you see each and every day, a little bit at a time. Doesn't have to be done all once. It's a stepwise progression, a stepwise process. You can't expect to awaken all at once. I don't expect everybody within the sound of my voice today to suddenly awaken to any or all of the truths that they've seen here today. Okay? What it took me 8.5 years about to undo the programming that I received when I was involved with the dark occult. I would say that process is probably still undergoing in small ways, in subtle ways. Okay? It's a stepwise progression requiring time, requiring patience, requiring courage, requiring persistence, and constant effort. Constant effort. But remember one thing, the more awake you are, the more awake the world is, because we are a part of the world. As you awaken to greater degrees, the aggregate quality of the consciousness of the people on this planet awakens to greater degrees, because we are part of that aggregate consciousness. So never think that you can't make an effect as an individual. I'll tell you what, I made significant impact on this planet as an individual. And my words will resound into the cosmos long after I am gone in this physical shell. And I will make my mark upon this world. Pun intended. We are not insignificant or powerless as individuals. We have more power than we can even imagine. Never, ever, ever give up. Truth, love, and freedom are worth fighting for. Way beyond that, folks. They're not just worth fighting for. They're worth everything. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your kind attention.
If you'd like to talk to me after the show, call in 5 minutes prior to the show ending. Dial 516-531-9476. I hope you enjoyed tonight's seminar series. This is the end of this seminar series that will uplift and inform the human consciousness of us all. Again, you can listen to all of my seminar series from my main website, www.awaken-us.org, under podcast/videos. Reviews and comments can be emailed to us at awakenus@yahoo.com. So please visit my main website for more information on upcoming shows, events, podcasts, book signings, and more. I will now accept any callers to the show. Dial 516-531-9476. That is 516-531-9476. Press 1 to speak with me.
Understand, ain't here to judge, just to take a stand. The greater plan, the creator's plan. Let's all rise like the day began. Reach out and touch with the Savior's hand. On rock we stand like his native land. Let the ways of love be the ways of man.